Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Workers are moving into the final phase of replacing underground infrastructure and rebuilding Algonquin Boulevard between Terrio and the river. City Project Manager Ken Kersell says the intersection at Terrio will be closed effective Monday to allow for that part of the Connecting Link project. He adds that we're going to see a lot of things button up pretty quickly behind that work.
There will be obviously that disruption at Terrio Boulevard, but it needs to get done, when you're redoing a highway, the intersections are included, and that's going to be a bit of an inconvenience, but it's a necessary inconvenience.
The entire project is still due to be finished in early October. Morgan Ellerton says he's looking at all the issues right across Timmins James Bay as he runs for Parliament for the Conservative Party for the riding on September 20th. The 33-year-old nurse, married to another nurse and raising a four-year-old with her, says too many businesses are closing. He hopes to land a significant number of the 1 million jobs Aaron O'Toole is promising.
I see the railroads, I see the wafer board mills, forestry collapse, number of mining opportunities that are here that people are just knocking saying, hey, please give us work. So absolutely, work for the entire riding is what our main goal is.
Moose News has reached out to NDP incumbent Charlie Angus and Liberal candidate Steve Black for interviews. We're still waiting to hear from them. Checking up on what the party leaders were up to today on the campaign trail, Justin Trudeau is being heavily criticized over the cost of living. Both NDP leader Jagmeet Singh and Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole took aim at Trudeau over July's inflation rate. It's the highest year-over-year increase in a decade. O'Toole says the Liberal government's approach to the economy fueled the sharp increase and that Canadians should be worried about inflation. Singh says Trudeau hasn't acted strongly enough over his time as prime minister to keep housing prices from surging. Trudeau responds by saying he respects the independence of the central bank to set its own policies to manage inflation. He also says O'Toole couldn't be considered serious on his cost of living questions with his party's child care tax credit that wouldn't help women get into the workforce. Another COVID-19 case in Porcupine Health Unit territory is now resolved, leaving us with 5 currently active. However, 2 more cases have been identified in Timmins. That brings the pandemic total so far to 2,157. A collision between his bicycle and a pickup truck has killed a Timmins man. City police say the accident involving 25-year-old Luke Etherington happened at about 12:45 yesterday afternoon in the intersection of 5th Avenue and Burke Street. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.